I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Former Toronto City Councillor Kristen Wong-Tam officially launches their platform for the upcoming Ontario election. After more than 12 years as City Councillor, Wong-Tam decided to run for the NDPs following incumbent MPP Suze Morrison's announcement that she will not seek re-election.
Last Sunday, I invited the Toronto caucus to come to 260 Sackville. We stood on the rooftop of 260. We launched our Toronto platform, a 24-page document that outlines what we want to do to uplift the people and the residents of Toronto and Toronto Centre. As far as I know, we may be the only party that has a Toronto-specific platform. And that's because this city and this community is the economic engine, not just of Ontario, but actually Canada. We're the artistic and cultural hub. We have to recover from the punishing pandemic that has been brutalizing so many in our community. Our small businesses have been suffering. Economic development opportunities have waned. We need to bring back tourism. We need to bring back life in the city as we know it. We need to make those investments in communities, and that's why I'm running. That's why I'm leaving City Halls, because I couldn't get to those solutions that we needed to get to, because the person that fell down the stream actually fell down the stream upstream. And I want to know why they fell downstream.
Wong-Tam's platform focuses on 17 parts. Notable inclusions are housing and homelessness, rebuilding the economic vibrancy of the downtown core, affordable health care, including dental care for all Canadians, child care, and environmental initiatives. Other parts of the platform focus on launching community-based projects to address violence and crimes against racialized and 2S LGBTQ plus residents. Also, they outline the need to help new Canadians find work and schooling opportunities. Wong-Tam is expected to begin their campaign events in Toronto Centre this week.
Those solutions are going to be at Queen's Park. You know that I am hardworking. You know that I am effective. I have delivered time and time again for our communities, despite the challenges that have existed in a 25-seat council at City Hall. With only one vote, I've created the Downtown East Action Plan. With only one vote, I helped create the world's largest Indigenous incubator and accelerator for entrepreneurs. With only one vote, I was able to help transform the revitalization and the rebuild of Yonge Street, which will be complete in 2025. Can you imagine what will happen if I am your MPP? I get you and your families to come with me to Queen's Park, because do not leave me to do that work by myself. I've always wanted to do it with you, and I hope that I will have your support so I can continue that good work at Queen's Park.
The full platform is available online on their website. Also, all candidates' meetings are expected to be scheduled in the coming weeks. CGRU contacted each candidate in Toronto Centre for a platform update prior to this episode. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.